Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Welcome back to the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny V. And we're so glad you tuned in. It is Wednesday, but we don't know what time it is where you are, because that's the nature of podcasts. So whether you are getting
might
the
not
kids
be Wednesday
to
for all of
school,
them, Dan.
Or brushing your teeth. Or
what if it's a Thursday?
Do people
3 years
go to
from
school
now?
These days in 2021?
I don't think anyone's in
this
school.
This might be 2024 when this is being listened to.
Yeah.
So you're a homeschooler. And if it's 2024, you've been homeschooling and hiding from the now totalitarian government that has completely overrun the country.
But that's not this podcast, Dan.
Oh, that's for John and I later.
Yeah.
We're going to do our night show. Anyways, Serene, you claim.
I'll be your special guest.
Oh, yeah. Come be a guest and like question us and make us not feel like strong men anymore. Hey, you got some morsels for us, though.
Well, no. Pearl and I, well, we're trying to finish the I'm That Girl book that we've advertised in the latest recipe book.
So it's called I'm That Girl.
Yeah.
Is there a subtitle?
I'm That Girl. And guess what? No, we're not having pictures on the front. No nothing. I'm going to put our name so small by Serene Allison.
Yes, can we put it so tiny?
So small because really it's all about I'm That Girl.
So yes, big, strong signage. I'm That Girl.
That's right, because it's the most important book we'll ever
read. Are you going to make it red and copy my color?
No, it's
going
to be a trio chimp.
In fact, we've been having some interesting days. You know, the beginning of 2021, and we've just been having some interesting days emotionally with just what's going on in the world. But I tell you what, us working on this book has been an anchor for us.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
Pearl. She's like, how you doing? I'm like, well, I just feel fantastic because I've just been in the Word all day digging for verses for this book. And she's like, that's what I did yesterday. And yesterday I had a really great day. I need to go back to what I did yesterday. But so all that to say, we have little morsels for the potty because our brain space has been elsewhere. But I gave you a little morsel about we all did. We all three kind of like talked about the disco, the red light, green light, safety disco. And that kind of went for more than 3 seconds. So maybe this one will work.
Yeah, because I don't know what you're going to bring here, Serene.
I've actually talked about it before, but regurgitated morsels are.
Yeah,
well, the cow kingdom loves
you know,
it.
And the mama and daddy bird regurgitate the food and feed it to their young. So you'll be our young. Right now,
no,
all
we'll
you listeners.
Be her young.
Oh, we're your
okay, no. What she's talking to the audience,
potty listeners,
sideways mode.
They're the young.
Yes,
well, they're not.
What
the
am
young.
I?
They're gonna eat Serene's regurgitated food.
But so are
you're
we.
The
Wormy.
Papa bird.
Oh, I help bring regurgitate the food and draw it out.
She looks like the papa bird,
yes,
and he has
does.
The wife with the polka dot, red and white polka dot little kerchief around her
yes,
neck.
Yes,
and
he
I'm
does.
And I'm sort of a tiny man. I'm just like a perched tiny man on a wire, just dangling.
Oh, now that you put that picture in my head, I wouldn't have got it, but the mustache.
I want you to picture me with a mustache in a black bodysuit perched on a wire.
A wire, I just see it now. Guys, if you could see him, you would never get that out of your head.
Actually,
black
it looked like
suit.
You could audition for the Cats musical on Broadway. Or
yes.
I just auditioned for something with the stash.
Oh, man. Have you got a callback yet?
We'll see.
Yeah, okay.
It's too soon.
Yeah. That's why the phone is right next to him.
That's why I stare at
it's
it during
like
the whole
podcast.
It's
like not downwards. You know, oftentimes people plop their phone down and it's like face down. You know, his is like face up.
He's,
like,
it's ready.
Opportunity it's ready. Is always knocking, Serene.
So anyway, I was just looking for verses for the podcast and I came across this verse and it just like, it struck a chord deeper than what I was looking for it for.
Okay.
And it was Jeremiah 15:16, chapter 15, verse 16. It says, when your words came, I ate them. They were joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. But that part, when your words came, I ate them. And then they were my joy, my heart's delight. I stopped there. I'm like, wow, I can eat his words. I can eat them. I can eat them. I can digest them. I can mull over them and chew them, and they will be nutrients to my soul and spirit. And today too, because you know, the Bible is, there's layers to the truth, right? Mm-hmm. And so I can take it literally like that, but I also can take it, wow, words are spiritual food or spiritual poison, right? And so we actually can feed on them. We actually do when we hear them, when we accept words or whatever, or when we let them, what's the word, agitate or mm-hmm. affect our spirit. We're actually beginning to digest them, and they can be poison or they can be nourishment, and we actually eat them. Mm. And so I had this idea. I thought to myself, okay, so people can be perfectly on plan, and you'll get a sense of the regurgitation. You've heard us talk about the words and how powerful they are before. But I thought to myself, people can be perfectly on plan, do the S, do the E, do throw in the crossover, but be on, you know, like even the higher learning Trim Healthy Mama, like they really got it down. What if that happens if they had that perfect lunch and then they just start bickering with somebody? You know, maybe their husband comes home from work and he didn't take the trash out. I always use that example. And my husband takes the trash all the time, so it's not like a trauma to me.
Because it's a stereotype.
It's just a stereotype, yeah. But like say or just say they just get on social media and read junk. So you've had this perfect meal, great, but you're undoing it with you're eating now. You're having your second feast and you're feasting. And what are you feasting on? Poison, bitterness, anger, fear? Or are you feasting on something that's going to match your meal? Mm. And so I started realizing I don't just eat food. I eat words.
Yeah.
And it's a regurgitation for me too. It's something that I've been thinking about for a couple of years now, but it was good. It was good to regurgitate. And I love being reminded of things that maybe I've become less proactive in, almost like the eating slowly thing. I have to readdress that every 4 months with myself.
I have to readdress it earlier than 4 months.
Yeah, well, probably me too. And so I started thinking about that. And then I was looking at a few other scriptures just quickly. It wasn't like I did a big study on it, but it said the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. And it just started me think, mouth meaning the words, it's this idea of feeding on words.
It just, you know, it's so amazing. Huge. Because you know, science shows us we do take into ourselves words, right? I mean, words, you know. Even things like their plants don't have ears, right? And yet they thrive with certain music or thrive with good words. I mean, there's study after study. Yeah. You can look them up. No ears.
Yeah.
And yet they ingest.
Yes.
What they hear, either love or hate somehow. So yes. We do. We ingest these things. And all that to say, so science is proving that now. But the Bible knew it.
Yeah, the Bible knew it. And then another little one, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 17. It says, "Better." And I know it's not literally talking about this, but I've taken it for it. "Better is a dinner of herbs where life is than a stalled ox and hatred, therewith." That was a bit of King James. Therewith.
Yeah.
But I started thinking about it. I think it was talking about literally, you know, better like a poor, insufficient meal where there's life, where there's happiness, than, you know, a stalled ox, the best of the fare, with hatred. But I started thinking about it because I think it can parallel to health. You know, better is an insufficient meal where there's life, laughter, love around the table, than a stalled ox, the finest of the grass fed. Back then it was all grass fed.
Yeah.
So they're not talking about some McDonald's like hormone infested junk. Oh. They were talking about a healthy meal.
Poor McDonald's.
You're going to get the king's filet.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, McDonald's. Bless your heart.
We're not going to have them as a sponsor, I don't think, anytime soon.
But then.
Yeah, that was inflammatory.
But this superfood, grass fed ox. If you're having hatred with it, go back to the meager little, you know, bowl of watery hyssop. Whatever. I'm trying to think of some herb
peasant
picture.
Pottage.
Like anyone
pottage.
In America just identified with watered hyssop. That literally is the first time I've heard the phrase.
Well, listen,
you can hear all sorts of phrases when Serene's around.
Watered hyssop.
But you see, so we basically, why do a half-hearted health approach is what I'm trying to say. Why care so much and put the energy in and eat so healthy? Because there is undoing. I mean, I've seen, I've gone into a lot of health food stores where you could see these people, they are on it. It's their life. They're wearing the little cardigan with the slogan of the health food store on the back. They're bringing in their little canvas bags. Like, this is their life.
Nothing says health food and, like a cardigan.
Yeah. And they're wearing those little Birkenstock shoes, right?
With socks.
With socks.
Wool socks.
And they've got little sage smudges and essential oils in their cart.
And they're so comfortable and connected, like, with the earth.
Their only air freshener is a sage smudge kind of thing.
Just kidding.
But
I am too.
I have seen people with that kind of health banner over them that look so eaten up with life, with bitterness. Like, their resting face is like a world of pain, you know? Mm. And they were the opposite of healthy. Pale, and it looked like they just needed to go have a hamburger. Something. Change something, please. But my point being is, it's only a little piece of the puzzle, the food. And we got to think about these words. You know, let's balance our day. Let's eat healthy words. And sometimes, and then I'm putting my iPad down, this verse is down, let you guys run with this now. But I just want to say one more thing. I forgot.
Okay, but I do want to say Serene, something. It will come back Allison. To you as soon as I start talking. Yeah. Because Classic. As soon as I start talking.
Oh, the moment you utter.
Do you know what it was? It was performance issues, right? I was like setting it up for this one last thing I was going to say. And I was so getting ready for it. And then I got all freaked out and nervous about the point that it wasn't going to be there. It's not going to be there. It's not going to be there. And it wasn't.
You sabotaged. You literally sabotaged your magnum opus.
Yeah,
I don't know. But Serene, you know, it's not to say that we can't. We're so sensitive. And like we did the trigger party, you know, recently. Like, oh, you can't hear that.
I remember what I was going to say.
I knew it.
You did.
Called it.
Can I say it real quick?
Let me finish.
Okay, I'll forget it.
Oh, you got
Give
me.
Us a keyword. One keyword.
I forgot.
You forgot it? Not possible, Serene.
I did. It's gone again. I have to have a pencil and a paper.
Just listen. Pearl, go, but you shout a keyword and we won't even acknowledge
you. I'm going to remember
one keyword.
First.
Go, Pearl.
Oh, I was just saying.
Yes.
Keyword.
Okay, others.
Others, okay. Stronger.
No, it's good.
You sure?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. I was saying that we can't be so triggered that what you're saying, well, you know, we eat words, so...
Oh, that's my point.
No, well, I'm just saying.
You're on my point. Others.
We can't... If others are spouting off,
that's
we can't
right.
be so triggered that
but
we can't be around
that's
them.
That was the magnum opus. And then I'm going to shut up, but this is it. The deal is that Pearl said once on a potty, you have to take offense. The statement, take offense, is there because you have to take it. You can't be offended unless you take it. People can be offensive all day, but you haven't taken offense yet until you take it. Mm. And so you can choose to leave that word there hanging in the air and not digest it. Pearl, there you go.
Oh, you made my point for me.
Yeah, great. Go for
it. I didn't have to make it. My other thing was a follow-up on what some of your verses were. We were talking about this in the I'm That Girl book, Serene. We were talking about thoughts and the mind and what's the scripture that says, you know, Christ said this. He said, you know, something about lest they faint, about hunger.
Stronger.
Well,
give us a keyword.
No one hungers and thirsts around Christ. He will never lead anyone hungry lest they faint.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst.
Christ said when the throngs were around them, lest they faint and grow weary.
Yes.
I will feed them because I don't want them fainting and growing weary.
Right.
We know our Bible.
Right. Yes. So his words, Christ's words, biblical words, are nutrients for our mind.
Yes.
Literally. They are the stuff our minds need to be strong and healthy.
It's the sound mind.
Oh, Pearl.
And
go.
It's the sound mind. And they are food for our mind. Mm. And when we feed on junk food, what do we get? A junk body, right?
Yes.
But when we feed on junk thoughts, we get a junk brain. Okay, we get a sugar diabetes brain. So if
but
we
you know,
see
it doesn't
it
just sit in your brain, it goes to your body.
Oh, it does, because you know what, your thoughts affect your DNA. But you know, if you're feeding on fear, you're going to get a fearful.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to get a fearful whole mindset. You're going to get a fearful body. It comes out. Christ's words are what we need for a sound mind and a sound body.
Oh my goodness, you said it. And I was just looking at this verse, Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. See, it doesn't just stay in the spiritual, in the eerie theory. It connects.
Can you write that down? We've got to put that in the book.
A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bones. It does things that are emotions, things that are all up in the mind and the heart and the emotions. They don't just stay there. They affect the physical matter.
That's a good scripting.
Hey, you know, I feel like it needs driven home even more though, because I've always had this, you know how people are like, oh, you're struggling with this, take this herb. And sometimes like, yeah, that herb will work. But like, if you take it for 10 years, every day, at some point, you will not have your headaches or whatever it is. And I've sort of had this image most of my life. Hearing people talk about getting the right mindset, having a positive approach, I've sort of had this image in my head of like yeah, vaguely overall, maybe 1% that absolutely matters. But, you know, I never really until recently understood how cause and effect and literal on a cellular level, these words you're talking about affect your physics body, your body that lives in the realm of physics, and how, because words, when assembled, are sentences that represent ideas.
Yeah.
Ideas, beliefs, and these ideas and beliefs are beyond something that you write out on a paper and very topically, mentally go, ah, yes, I am there and agree, or no, I am not. These ideas and beliefs actually, when assembled, make up our entire reality.
Yes.
Like the when we look out at the world, the reality we see is absolutely dictated by these words.
Can I insert something real quick? Because it just matches, because I wrote these little verses down. Listen, Proverbs 15:15. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart have a continual feast. So basically what it's saying there is they're not really afflicted. It's just that their eye is seeing it as all evil. Like all the days of the afflicted are evil.
Yeah.
Meaning they're afflicted with this fear, with this impression of yes, because those of the merry heart have a continual feast. Their perspective of it is this feast.
Yeah. So look, those evil mindsets, these evil hearts or whatever. Like the world
is not even evil in like I'm going to be a murderer. It's just fear is evil.
Yeah, or
because it's opposite.
Throw the word negative on there, or what sort of scape do you live in? Do you live in a heavenscape or a hellscape? I mean, people, you can actually go on to create, and I've heard from friends, you know, maybe this life is hell, and for them, maybe it is.
Yeah,
maybe they have assembled words into ideas and thoughts and beliefs. And when they look out and even look in about like, what are they doing here? And what is life all about? Things can be actually dark. And right next to them is a person who is free and sees the sun rise and set over a beautiful earth with an oxygen-rich environment that we are just so happen to be able to breathe.
Yes.
And like,
John's body language says he's next.
I'm giving it to him. My point as I unsheath the mic is that, you know, I really do think that we as human beings need to grow. And one of the ways we can do that is by, and you can just hate me later because you think salvation comes from you being informed. But I think I've had the news actually off. And I don't mean that I sort of hear the news and I pay attention to it and I get it from some sources. I mean, I don't know what's going on and haven't for like 10 plus years. And yeah, you can say that works for you or whatever. But I can tell you the difference between me. And when I say news, I'm summarizing media and even social media, just to be honest. Like, I know that's, you know, social media can be a way to connect. But man, I really feel like we need to be serious about what is coming into our eyeballs and ears and be jealous over having a pure human organic experience where we connect with people and people aren't horrible and evil and hating us and we're not actually hating them. That's sort of the narrative we're given. So anyways, as you talk about words, that's where my mind goes, is that we absolutely need to be more conscious about, like,
and I think that's why things have even ramped up and lately. I mean, John, you're going to go next. Just because, okay, so we had the whole COVID pandemic and people have not been as real in one another's faces. Okay. People are at home and the narrative has been online where it blows up, right?
Yeah, and you're all fussing at home on the
internet. And everyone is not having kind words in it and a human. Like, you know, Serena and I see each other. We just said to each other the other day, I don't even know you anymore because I haven't seen you. But that wasn't because COVID. It was just working. But we need that. Yes. It's good for us, right? And then so many people have been at home and they've just, all their human narrative, most of it is coming through social media and it's vicious and nasty. And they're ingesting.
And fake, a lot of it.
Yes. And ingesting those words and it's creating toxic human relationships, yes, toxic so humanity.
True. Okay, I have to add real quick.
Not that I do it. I don't get toxic, but I read it.
Okay,
and I don't
I
like
had
it.
A friend call me. We talked on the way here and he was like, dude, have you heard? And I'm like, no.
I know. I told Danny, are you prepping? Are you storing food? And you were like, bro, what you talking about?
Yeah. That
hey,
kind of
thing.
You
should be like the ant.
Well, and he starts talking about things happening in the world. And I was like, oh, dude. I said, listen, man, the nations have always raged.
Well, that's true.
And plotted in vain. And I was like, it's
you
silly.
The scriptures.
But he's not, he doesn't have a Christian background. So I never said chapter and verse or anything. I just said that. And I said, man, it's always been this way. There has always been things to get you triggered emotionally so that at some point you'll either spend money or vote a certain way or just tune in.
I do
so
believe
that,
there's times to stand up for truth.
And oh, sure.
There, but go to that, absolutely. To my weird podcast later.
Go to serene.com.
Serene.conspiracy.com.
There is. That's actually good. There is a time to stand up.
I'll take you on there, Dan.
Thank you. I'd love to be your best guest, actually, probably. I'm smashing as a guest on a podcast.
And John's ready to
anyways,
speak.
The point yes. I'm saying that I think is so important is that I want to challenge people to completely turn off your news. John.
Could do a whole hour just on that. I know,
it's
honestly the biggest power that we all have. We all have the power to just ignore it.
However, on my podcast later, I'm not about ignoring. Sometimes you have to stand up for.
Do you mind if I? I just want to weigh in, maybe from a different angle, because Pearl, you had touched on like the science of this, and you know we've talked about this before. In fact, I think I've brought this up several times. Programs. And frequencies, words and thoughts are programs. I mean, if you think something enough, if you say something enough, if you read something enough, if you watch something enough, if you listen to something enough, you get programmed. And that's not woo-hoo anything. I mean, anyone that's even dabbled in the psyche or the topic of psychology, you can. We are all programmed to some of us worse than others. I mean, I'm watching people right now who I know and love who are so deeply programmed they don't even realize it, and they have to break that program. So when you talk about eating words, it's like it's just like food. You can eat good food and you can be nourished, or you can eat bad food and you can get sick. But then so there's the program aspect of it, and I really. It's my hope that more people think about programs and programming and how we might be programmed ourselves, because I just see it in my everyday experience. You know, my wife, a huge part of her getting better and up over 11 pounds gained, which is massive.
That's so awesome.
A lot of her. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. A lot of what is helping her is you know, she does a lot of just positive programming. You know, what she's reading is positive, what she's listening to is positive. And you know, I mean, call it positive, call it affirmations, whatever, but it's a very real thing. And the other thing is frequency. Everything emits a frequency. Our words emit frequencies and tones and
how the world was
created. And when frequency at certain frequencies, that vibration becomes light. So light is frequency. And it you know, again, brought this up a bunch, you know, the Emoto experiments with the rice and the water. It's like those, it's not so much the words. I mean, you can sit there and say a bad word, but you could say it in a loving way, but that's not usually what happens when you're talking negative. Those are negative tones.
Words,
it's a negative,
containers.
It's a very unhealthy frequency.
Yes.
And so just, you know, I think it just all kind of ties together. It's like if your day is made up of unhealthy programming and unhealthy frequencies, you are not going to shine.
And you might wonder why is my metabolism not picking up here, or why do I still have fibromyalgia, or why, you know, and maybe it's not the point that you need to change. Maybe you just do fully immerse yourself in a positive environment, but.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not blaming the fibromyalgia on that.
Yes.
But you never know. We can get healthier as we eat healthier, but that's both in food and in words.
Absolutely.
And I actually think, if I had to choose one or the other,
yeah.
I don't know. I just almost feel like somebody who was full of hate and anger and just surrounded themselves with that kind of speech and let that speech come out of their mouth but ate super healthy, or somebody who just spoke loving and surrounded himself with loving but just kind of ate McDonald's, I might have to side with McDonald's
again.
Might have to side with the fact that I think that might be a healthy way to live.
I do too.
But why not do both?
Why not do both?
But you, Pearl, you had mentioned earlier about, you know, about plants and they don't have ears. They don't, but a plant, just like our bodies, has an awful lot of water flowing through it. And you know, Emoto and others have well documented photographing water molecules under different tones and frequencies and emotions. You know, when you sit there and scream negatively at, you know, they can photograph a water molecule and then scream at it or expose it to unhealthy negative frequencies and tones, and the molecule changes.
But even reading words, you know,
I
mean, saying words, of course, there's a power in that because of the frequencies and the vibrations. But reading words on social media that are toxic,
they have power. It's not just toxic mentally, it's toxic physically because you are literally bringing in negative programming, which will lead to negative frequencies, which will lead to.
And that's why we don't want to, like, our Facebook groups. You know, we've always been very vigilant about not having debate there. Like, you can have differences. People, you know, we're all from different walks of life and stuff. And women can come on our group and express differences in relationship to Trim Healthy Mama. But we said from the very beginning, no debate. Guess why? Because we want this to be a healthy place.
Right.
And if you're coming on, and debating always gets nasty and vicious on social media. If you're coming on to Trim Healthy Mama Facebook group and things are vicious, you're going to go away unhealthier than when you came. And we want you to go away healthier. We want you to go away loved and upheld and cheerleaded and all the things that promote your health, not pull it down. So you bet.
Yeah,
we're going to stay vigilant about the no debate and be kind and don't swear and don't pull down others, because guess what? They pull down your health, and we're Trim Healthy Mama. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, can I ask y'all's opinion?
Yeah, Dan.
I just want you to fight me. If you need to.
Ooh.
Should I ever get an update on the COVID deaths? Should I ever know how many people are dying of COVID?
Well, you never know. They're probably not false numbers.
Whether they're real or fake. Should I ever know? Should I ever look up that number? once.
I don't know. It depends who you are. I mean, there's some people, I don't know.
But me not being in the industry, I'm not in the medical industry, I'm not developing a cure.
I guess we are in that subject. We always got to be careful.
You know, if we get to that subject, boy, you got to go to my conspiracy podcast, so we better stop it.
Here's the thing. No, I don't mean to open up a whether COVID is real or not.
Because we've got a lot of nurses.
I know it's real, but I think there's a lot of
We've got a lot of nurses on the front line. They're doing a hard, we have so many PhD nurses. Well, they should know.
But Danny, who's not in the medical industry, I host a podcast. I do social media for businesses.
Yeah.
I have a book for sale. Like, do I ever need... this isn't for the world. This is for Danny. Does Danny ever need to know the COVID deaths? No. Okay. Do I ever need to know what China is doing? Danny, in his business and what he does, do I need to be updated on China's dealings with America?
I think there's sometimes, for me as a Christian, I believe I need to be updated if I'm in the Word, I should not be able to respond in fear, right? Because I've got this anchor. So if I feel like I'm anchored, I feel like I need to know certain information to be able to pray, because I believe as believers, we have the authority of the name of Jesus to bind things here on earth that aren't right and to loose the kingdom of heaven onto earth. So I believe I'm part of an... now I'm not talking about a weird, like, go out and blow things up, but a spiritual army of God, that we can do a lot of powerful things in the spirit world. And so I believe I need to know to be proactive in what I'm called
to. But you don't watch news, Serene. I don't want to be a pew sitter. You only get your news from the church prayer group.
My husband comes home and tells me everything every night. You know,
yeah, so he gets news.
Good context. Yeah, so,
But Dan, you have a point, honestly. Serene has a point, too.
We don't want to be apathetic Christians, stick our head in the sands and say, oh, well, we just don't want to know what's going on when people, you know, there might...
Oh.
There's a lot we can play.
I know, but then there's a point too. You can sit in front of the news cable for hours, and
that's psycho.
And I've been there, because I can be very much of a political junkie. I can I can watch hours, and literally I have to stop myself because it's really jolly bad for me. And I might just need to know enough, Serene, like you said, to pray.
Yeah.
But I have absolutely had to learn to turn cable news off, to turn my newsfeed off on social media, all of those things, because as much as we don't have to take offense, when it's bombarding you all day, it will infiltrate.
So I think you've got
to
know who you are.
Yeah.
And if you're worried that it'll take you over, I think you shouldn't do it. But I think also, Danny, as a father and as a patriarch of your generations to come, there's a certain amount of knowledge that you need to know to play a part of for why you're here on earth for now. You know, because days of yore, we're glad that we had people stand up for freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Days of yore.
Sure. Yes. And I think for every one person that, quote, stood up for freedom and then went on to actually make a difference or it matter or do something about it, there are 99 whose vessels are becoming contaminated with filth that disallows them to shine their light on the earth. Yeah. And I would challenge anyone who says, Danny, you need to be informed. You're so uninformed. You're not doing a good work. Not that you are, by the way.
I'm not
but
saying
you're that's yeah. that is a mentality.
Yeah.
And I would challenge that and say, you should see the prayers of a clean vessel. You should see the power of a person walking free from the chains of concern about the world raging. And
so I feel like it needs to be met in the middle, mm-hmm. because you need to be able to know to pray, but not, like Pearl said, immerse yourself for hours where you're starting to immerse yourself in more than news. You're starting to immerse yourself in a lot of people's just opinions slanted with their hurt, frustration, anger, fear.
Yeah. So, and this comes out of a friend, literally on the way here, a friend called me actually upset, actually scared, actually concerned about the things happening in the world. And
you know, and that's why we're going there. And this, like, Serene started this whole party. Really, it was about talking to others. Like, maybe, you know, be careful of the way you talk to someone, and your family, even. I mean, your husband or your children. Yeah. I mean, your words matter.
Some
of course,
homes,
because
the
of this climate,
cool.
you know, the world's like, oh, crazy, yeah. and social media and the news, and you know, it's like doom, 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 doom. So that's why it has gone there. It seems like a natural place to go there. But I just think. Words are, I think we should think about that. What am I eating on my food? And what am I eating with my words? And I mean, that's just probably a good place to end, right? Mm.
Safe, Pearl.
Pearl! Pearl!
Little
Pearl took us out.
She
took us out. Oh, that was so good.
Oh, John, you're not going to
John, take us back in, baby.
John, you're not
going
to be safe. John doesn't want me to close.
No, I'd like to end on this. the world isn't crazy.
I beg to differ.
No, I mean, it depends on...
See, now we're going to debate.
It depends. It depends on...
I love where it was.
I'm looking at a bird out there in the trees. And to that bird, the world is the same today as it was yesterday.
Look
and it'll
the
be,
birds, John.
No, that's no, true. The Bible sounds, tells us to look at
I know it sounds silly,
birds.
But you could park that bird in front of a TV and put on Fox or CNN or whatever, and the bird doesn't care. Because the bird isn't...
But I'm here for a purpose, and I'm here to stand up for truth and for righteousness. And I'm here with not, I'm not here to just have a nice such and such amount of years for pleasure and raise a family. I'm actually here for a purpose in this time and space and this part of history. And I believe everybody is born for such a time
and,
as this.
And I agree, but I just... I question whether you're getting truth and righteousness out of the electronic screens.
No, I'm
and
getting truth and righteousness from the word, but we also need to not immerse ourselves, but know enough to be able to engage in the right kind of spiritual
battle. But then it's a whole big, where are you getting your information from?
From the Bible is all I'm trying
right,
to talk about.
But everyone gets all their news from different sources. So we can't sit here and say, only listen to that source. That's where I get my news.
I'm not saying that. The spirit inside of you,
yes.
I believe when you're in the word, your spirit will connect with something or disconnect with something when you read it.
Maybe we should get our
I'm not trying to be
maybe,
woo-woo,
maybe our news source should be our actual eyes and ears in real life, and maybe it shouldn't be watching.
That's true.
Watching yeah. things
that
on screens
right
and
there.
Listening to things on speakers.
That
so,
is true. Right
so,
there.
So,
I'm open
so
to
maybe
leaving
that,
it at that.
Yeah. No.
Pearl's one and only concern is how we leave this podcast. That's beautiful. I love it. And I think it's good.
Listen, people being shut down everywhere. THM is doing too much good work to be shut down for silly things.
But that's the point about the shutdown, you see. You know,
yeah,
there's
no, that's
a point.
What I'm
there's
saying.
A good press spot.
So, yeah, that's a good press
I'm
spot.
I'm praying for the
I'm
freedom
just saying,
and stopping the shutdown.
I want us to
communism.
Still have a voice to be able to help people. So I want to be as, what do
good
they say,
you,
wise
hey,
as serpents,
Pearl.
Innocent as
you're,
doves.
You're actually on
I'm
to a good
a
point.
I'm not a serpent.
We've come against not only mainstream news but also McDonald's. I mean,
I know, Serene.
The two world powers that I know of. So we're treading on.
I'm always the rebellious little sister that she has to come and fetch from the fight
on the front lines. Like
I don't. Yeah, she's like when we used to be on the road. You yeah. know, you got to do a sound check, or else the concert will be mayhem. But Serene doesn't yeah. really care about what yeah. goes on in the mayhem concert, you know?
Or how
I don't
about
need to do
old,
a sound check. I'll just go blab.
How about the good old basement debate till 2 in the morning? I mean, over at your
see,
dad's.
That's the podcast. We can do that later.
Yeah, I mean,
come
that's
over for coffee, we'll talk.
No, but the
there'll be no frustration or fear.
No, but we used to, Serene, when we used to debate and we've differed over things, like yeah. we used to... What I guess eat words that were toxic, even between one another, right? Sometimes yeah. we've always loved one another. Yeah. Most of the time we've been BFFs, but we'd yeah. have fights in our yeah. early years,
yes.
remember?
Yeah.
And we'd take toxins away and we'd eat
yes,
on the
we
toxins
would eat
and
on
we'd
them.
Stew
There'd be
on
precious
them.
Toxins.
That
for
would,
a little
it
bit.
Was like our lentil soup that we'd eat on all week.
Yeah.
You know, remembering the argument we had with Serena. I remembered her words and like Charlie.
And the face
said
when
that.
She said that.
Ooh. And it would just
And I knew she yeah, meant it.
And it would fester. And then did you see her? Like she didn't even hug Autumn. She just walked past her. Like, I mean, those are the things we're talking about that truly,
yeah.
you don't feed on that. Now yeah. we don't. I mean, if yeah. Serena and I ever disagree.
Yes.
I mean, we've learnt to just.
That was the purpose of this podcast.
It was, yes. really, because even in sister relationships, yeah. family relationships, yeah. all those things where we can digest toxins
yes, good
from our
you.
Words and our relationships, that's really what you wanted to bring in the beginning. And then we got turned around. Some of the turnaround was good. Right now I'm seeing your moustache. I'm still saying not good, Dan. I'm going to end with
you
that.
You don't know what sideways comment he's going to come out
I
with.
I don't know. Next week, can we not have it on or we never
I'm,
know.
I'm thinking by next week, she's going to be gone.
She, it's a she. What's her name?
Lolita.
Lolita?
You can't have another she. You've only got one. That's your beloved wife. And
I don't like moustaches that are called she's.
That's yeah. like these ship owners.
It's like
and
our
they
car.
Have these ladies' names for their ships.
Always a girl for a boat.
Yeah, but that's it's right. a little bit of an affair, I think.
Well, no, because we can't exactly develop a bond with a male moustache.
Oh, that's why.
This can't be Pepe.
Because to me, it looks very Pepe.
Yeah, get out of here, Pepe. You know, he's not going to be on my face. Oh. But Lolita can stay.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Serene, I want to talk to you about our Trim Healthy Mama Journey app.
Can I tell you something? The other day, my son stormed and, Mama, you were so excited that you guys have got this app that's hit what? It hit something or other. Best-selling number one app of all such and such. I don't know. And I'm like, what app? You mean the app we've had out for like 2 years? Like, Mom.
No, that's the analyzer app.
Yes. They're like, no, Mom, your voice is on it. So I didn't even realize when I do all this work here with John that it was for a journey app. He just said, talk about this. And I'm like, I'd love to talk about that. And I talked about it, but I didn't know. Tell me, Pearl.
Okay, you need to just hush up now and I'm going to tell you about the app. We didn't tell Serene because Serene is not like the rest of us in that she doesn't know where her phone is. Like, if she ever answers the phone when I call, I'm like, hallelujah chorus, right? I have to go to her house to talk to her. So Serene will probably never be on this app because her and phones aren't besties. But for the rest of us, oh my goodness, what a tool. I am loving this thing. Serene, what you do is you go and it chronicalizes your whole Trim Healthy journey, right? So it's a tracker, but it's not like an obsessive tracker where you do macros, carbs, calories and all that. But you log your meals.
Ooh.
So you take a picture of them and then you have people that follow you and you follow others, right?
Oh, that's so fun.
Every single meal, when you put it in there, it asks you to pick, is it an S or E fuel pool, not on plan crossover? So you pick that.
Yes.
It labels it.
Yes.
Then is it a lunch, dinner, breakfast, snack, supper, whatever? You pick that. It labels it. And then you can write a little bit about it. And you can keep it private or you can just post public.
Yeah.
And so then everyone gets to see what you eat. I have been.
Did you put your green oatmeal on there?
Yes, I've shown people my green oatmeal using the dynamic duo greens.
That's so fun.
Yeah, and some people are like, I could never eat green oatmeal. And now other people are eating green oatmeal just because.
Oh, it'd
put
be
it
the
in.
Best for your children, eh?
Yeah,
like dinosaur guts oatmeal.
But anyway, so it's so good because it keeps you accountable because people are sort of like watching what you eat and then you get ideas from others. I've got so many ideas.
Right, because you're not very proud if you've got nothing to put up but half a McDonald's burger.
Exactly. So it really makes you think and I'm always thinking, well, hold on, people are going to look at what I eat. Where are my veggies, Pearl? So on my plate, my veggies go,
ooh,
right?
That's so good.
It is so fun. And then there's so many areas. Like there's our panic buttons. This is what people
are
loving.
It's almost like a fake it till you make it thing like Danny would talk about, right?
Yeah.
You just got to like put these meals up, act like this is how good you'd normally be, and then it will be you.
And if it's not on plan, you just put it out there and you're like, hey guys, this is life. And everyone's like, that's okay, get back on. But this panic area, people are loving that so much. It's when you and I recorded all these scenarios for like,
I was wondering why we were doing
that. I'm about to cheat. And then you and I just swarm in like super trim healthy mamas and talk them out of it.
Yeah.
So there's all that. You guys, if you're not on the app, get on the app. It's cheap. It's like a one-time price of $7.99. That's it.
Wow.
We'll keep updating it. We're getting more and more things for there. But it's so worth it because it's motivational. It's inspirational. It's encouraging. It does all the charts and stuff. If you look at the scale, you don't have to, but then it will chart your progress down and all of that. But it is so fun. And I think it's a great tool for this year. It's helping me, and I've been doing this for like years.
I know you came to me the other day. You're like, Pearl, Serene, I've been having so much fun on this journey app myself.
It is fun. It's totally fun. And so you can get it for Android or
is it
Apple,
worth
right?
Me, like getting involved with my
everyone
phone?
Keeps asking me, do you think we'll soon see Serene on this app? I'm like, probably no chance because she doesn't know where her phone is.
I dropped my last phone in the toilet. Not me. Sorry, I was potty training a toddler.
Yeah. But I don't know, one day maybe you might like log one meal and everyone will be like, what?
Oh, my famous yuck yum?
Yeah, she won't even just posting a yuck yum every meal. Here it is again. Okay, you guys, I'll see you on the app.
See ya.
And then I'll be mama.